That's your dad's name on your shoe.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about that story?
He passed away on April 4th, 2003, and lost a fight with leukemia. So just follow me growing up all the way, just remembering you know, the type of man he was, just following his footsteps. And, you know, get these cleats made, it means a lot. Good thing the NFL is letting us do this.
You know, different struggles. You know, we all been through different things in our lives, and, you know, this is just part of it, you know, and getting a chance to show the world, you know, what we represent. You know, everybody has a different cause, but for me, it's, you know, childhood cancer and women with breast cancer.
I think a lot of people know the story behind domestic violence and, you know, what I have to do to give to it. A lot of guys in here, they got a lot of things they care about, you know, not just football, but personal issues that they've dealt with in life. So, you know, when NFL gave us this chance to do this, everybody jumped on it.
I chose the Ronald McDonald House for my cause. You know, it's something that, you know, I really have a soft spot for in my heart. You know, going back to college, I used to do children's hospital visits. You know, it's really something that puts life in perspective for you. You know, we're so fortunate. I say we, you know, the players in the locker room, the coaches, you know, we're so fortunate to be able to play this game for a living, and we're truly blessed for that. And then when you step into a children's hospital and you see what, you know, kids as young as a couple months, a couple days, a couple years, you know, I remember a specific girl. You know, she was 17 years old. She was a senior in high school, and all she wanted to do was go to prom. But instead, she was battling for her life. And, you know, I just have so much respect and appreciation for those parents and those kids who are going through that hard time.